God bless you. Is once again with love and joy we are permitted to come together again and learn of one another's truths and combine them together and unite them as a manifestation in a spirit of the love of God. I would first, before I begin, to talk with my brother John, ask that you will join with Marcello, and we will ask a prayer for El Papare and for us, that they may be returned once more to us, clean and whole, and revived in the spirit. So let us pray. Eu Pepare, in love we ask. We will touch the spirit of El Pepare and of the brother Azul. And we will cleanse them with our love and with our faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Return them once more, O Lord, into this fold, where we can unite in love and peace, knowing that they are cleansed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, rest in them, dwell with them, this day forward and even forevermore. Amen. Now, Brother John, will you talk with Marcello?
Yes. Would you be kind enough to speak generally on the theme of suffering?
What is it you wish to know of the suffering, Brother John?
Well, we know that certain souls incarnate on Earth come on Earth to undertake a mission of suffering, to be a light to the world.
Then so far, see.
And then there's the suffering that man entails by abuse of his own free will, which, you know, suffering occasions upon himself. Well, let me put a question to you then. What is the purpose of suffering?
Suffering, Brother John, is in the eyes of his spirit the gateway to understanding of the purpose of evolvement through truth, through love, and through realization of one's self and one's inner strength. You understand this? If a man must suffer, for whatever purpose the suffering is about, you will always find, no matter what the cause, because the cause is more often as not brought about by man himself. But from his suffering, if he is of the Spirit and mindful of the Spirit and the love of God, he will realize that there is to come upon him a moment in which he is truly blessed. For he can take this suffering, and with his understanding of God and the love of Christ, he can bring about within himself an awareness that his suffering is a lesson, a blessed lesson, from which he can grow stronger and wiser and even closer to God. He can evolve because of this experience of his suffering, just as Christ evolved from his experience of his suffering. But we know in the case of Christ there was a difference. His suffering was so that mankind could be re-enlightened concerning the sins of man and the sins of the flesh, the sins of greed, of lust, and all these many other things which create suffering. We have said many times before, experience is your greatest teacher. And whether it becomes enlightening to those who receive this depends upon the level of their awareness of the love of God. You understand this, Brother John? Is all of you understand this? It's most important that you will. And then we take the suffering of the innocents inflicted by those who are too blind to see they are causing suffering. They are too full with thoughts of grandeur and so-called progression and evolvement, if you wish. They think they are trying to make this world a tidier and cleaner place, a safer place to live in. So they create weapons. They really create chemicals of all kinds and say, we have done this, so our enemies will not pursue us and will stay away and keep us in peace. But always there is someone who will find the cause to misuse these things, as is the case at this moment in the Holy Land, in the land which is known and in the city which is known as the God's footstool. Is this not so, Brother John? There is the brutality. There is abuse. There is conflict. There is the murder. There is all these things being done by man in what he considers the cause of a good. But how can this be good if you can smite your brother and cause him pain and anguish and torment? Surely if your brother has offended you and has struck you on your left cheek, you will turn to him the right cheek and not strike back. Surely this is a place for forgiveness, for the forgiveness of sins. As Christ forgave sins, he was also taken by these same people, brutalized and punished. But he forgave. And by his forgiving, man has come to know that love is the predominant thing in our hearts. But still, we inflict this suffering. Let me put it another way. Let me say this for you. When God created this earth, He put upon it all the wealth, all what you will call the minerals. He put upon it the water and the oil, the wood, the clay, everything for the purpose of man. And there is nothing on this earth plane which man uses that did not originate from the soil. And again we come to free will. Man was blessed with a free will. And he was given a choice with this. He made his choice. He has chosen to take these things from the earth. And instead of creating things of peace, of evolvement, of value to man, he has created weapons and all these other things he has created in order to destroy his brother. So you see, man creates his own suffering when he creates these things. He creates the suffering for others. Would be unfair for Marcello to say all men are this way. We know they are not. And we know that some have dedicated their lives to finding the fruits of the earth and the goodness of the earth in order to create a better way of life for man. Has he taken the minerals and made the tools of his trade and perform the wondrous things upon those who are sick and suffering. We know this. We know this. But from all of these things, if suffering did not exist, would these things have come about? Would man have evolved the way he has evolved to this day? If suffering was not present upon this earth plane, there would have been no need for man to turn within himself and seek love and kindness and goodness, compassion, understanding, the need to lay his hands upon those who are suffering and heal them. So you see, Brother John, as I said at the beginning, suffering is a gateway through which man and his understanding of this may grow and progress and evolve. Is this answer for your question?
Yes, thank you.
Is all of you content with what I have said?
What would apply to the young children who are brought much suffering?
Monte Mario, Slonto.
Many times they are taken into the kingdom of God at a very tender age.
Did not Christ say, suffer the little ones, come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And if a man in his ignorance can destroy one such as this, one man may have become a sinner, but how many more men and women will seek even more to find within their hearts the importance of protecting such as one of these. We know that this is present on the earth plane. And I have it told you before. Children will live upon this plane for as long as it takes to complete a particular part of their involvement in the spirit, and will be returned. God sees it fit to ensure that man will learn from the presence of this child to love and to understand it's wrong to inflict pain upon a child. So he will use this short life to ensure that man receives this life. You understand what I'm saying to you, Christopher?
I understand the reason. What I don't understand is why a child, unless it's through reincarnation, has such a short period on this earth to attain his evolved particular
involvement. He depends upon his progression in spirit, and there is a whole mass of reasons why God would see fit to put such a child on this plane. Shall we not say a child, Brother Christopher? Shall we just say to place another spirit on this plane in order to evolve far enough, however long that it takes, in order he may return and continue his evolvement in the Father's King and in his level which he must return to. You understand?
Yes, I understand. Can I ask one more question?
Bing.
Subject. How is it that some spirits can evolve so quickly?
Were you a good pupil in your school, Christopher?
Yeah.
And was the one who sat next to you?
I dare say, yeah.
Was he better or lesser than you?
Some were better, some were worse.
Fine. So it is in the levels of a progression. Some are quicker and more able to learn. Some have found an easier pathway along their level of understanding and have been able to evolve so much more quicker than another. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Just as he is on the earth plane, so he is in this plane of understanding. Some can feel and give and relate so much more quicker than others, because perhaps they have been here a little longer, or their life on the earth plane was such that they learned many more lessons here on this earth plane, and it took note of and brought them with them and continued on with them in these plans. Is this answer for your question, Christopher?
Yes, thank you, Master.
Is anyone else would wish to talk with me on this? Your brother John, are you sure in your heart that you are content with what I have told you of suffering?
Yes, indeed, I agree with the whole of it.
See. What else would you wish for Messiah to talk with you upon?
Christ said to Peter, I give you the keys, kingdom. Whosoever sins you loose on earth are loosed in heaven, and whosoever sins you bound on earth are bound in heaven. What did he mean?
Well, you remember I said it to you, that when those who, shall we say, live a life of greed and lust and sin upon this earth plane, enter into this kingdom and leave your earth plane, then they will come onto a level upon which they must come to terms with everything they have done, with all their sin, with all their depravity and lust and greed and brutality and everything which is what you would call adverse to the way of God's cause for man. You understand me? They will remain there until such times as these lessons are learned. And so he is bound by his sins. Does this make you understand now, Brother John?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And those who will give their life not just to God, but in order to help their fellow men to evolve in the name of good, of all that is love and beauteous to the spirit, and will give what you call benevolence to his brother man, like the good Samaritan who gave all he had, would have given more had he not had to journey on. Such as this abound in the kingdom of heaven. For God has seen their love, and he has seen their compassion for his brother man. And so he is enabled to evolve in this light. You understand now, Brother John?
Yes.
You sound a little doubtful.
No, it's just that from that text, the whole concept of the Roman Catholic priestcraft of forgiving sins has evolved. The priest was vested with the power to forgive a person's sins.
I understand what you are saying, but who give him this investment, if you wish? Who invested him with his right to forgive another man?
He will say Christ invested him.
Christ blessed the man with the ability and the understanding to forgive, not with the permission to forgive. Is it not said in your Sermon on the Mount, judge not that ye be judged, for as ye judge, so ye shall be judged also. And with what measure ye meet, so it shall be measured to you again. Does this answer your question, Brother John? There is only one judge of man, and man is not made to judge another's sins in this way. Do you understand?
Well said.
Then, the profound. See. Is anyone else who wish to talk with me on this? Again, the Brother John. I like talking with you.
What did Peter mean when I read out tonight of speaking to the people who were about to go into the arena to be torn to pieces by the lions? You are a royal priesthood.
What did he mean by this?
What did he mean by a royal priesthood? In what sense are the people spoken of as a royal priesthood?
Because, see, Brother John, they would not run away in fear. They would not turn away and give their enemies the satisfaction of knowing that they had been defeated and that they had lost the faith by which they had set their life upon. They stood there and allowed these lions to tear them to pieces. And as they stood there, they prayed their last prayers to God, that they would be received into his kingdom and taken away from this suffering created once again by man and his foolishness and his cruelty and his brutality and his unbelief in God. So they were each one of them, if you wish, a prince. A prince in his cause, proving to mankind yet again that the love of God will always prevail over evil. You understand me? Is this to make you content?
Yes.
It is a priesthood. What more must a man do, more than a priest of today, to prove his love of God, other than to give his life without fear, without shame, to the glory of God, in the face of his enemies, and to not turn away in fear, knowing that God will receive him and bless him for the example he has made. And this was an example which lived on in the hearts of all Christian believing and God-fearing people, so that their faith in him would grow to the extent it has today. Is this to make you happy now?
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
John is getting a little sore in his throat, so who else will ask Marcello a question? Let us give his brain a rest. Who else will talk with Marcello? Don't be frightened. I love you all.
What are your views, Marcello?
Say.
Some of us listen to the tapes of the medium.
Maria, what is this medium you talk of? What is this? Where does he come from?
Where does he come from?
What is this medium?
He's...
I don't understand.
He's someone who travels the country and addresses large audiences on spiritual matters.
Thing.
And he's recorded some of his, what he calls his teachings.
See.
And I really wanted to get your opinion on some of his theories, one of which was that if you see that people need healing or they need help and they're suffering, that you should refrain from sending thoughts to them of healing and help. Because it affects their karma. They should be allowed to sort out all their own problems, heal themselves. we found this difficult to understand. In fact, we felt that if it's always done asking for the Lord's permission to send healing or help, to help them to overcome things, that it was all right.
Marie, please understand. And I hope you will make this what you call medium, understand. Again, it is not his permission to judge whether or not a man should be blessed by the love of God, which is what he's doing. It is every man's joy, every man's blessing, to raise his voice to his father and say, please, Abba Padre, if it be your will, bless this child of thine. But it is not for man to say, you must not heal him. You must not even try. We do not think of a karma in this light. This is God's responsibility to this person. He knows his pathway, And therefore, when you ask in love, he knows to what extent he will relieve this one of unnecessary suffering. If you take, for instance, one who is about to enter into the kingdom of heaven and transcend from this plane, and they are suffering, is this a man saying, you must not pray for him? You must not try to prevent this.
Yes, I'm afraid that's what he does say.
See, Mama, see. I have said it is every man's joy and every man's blessing to exercise his compassion upon his brother and to take away, or to comfort, take away pain, if it is possible, through your prayer. If it is the will of God, and the Father will judge, he will judge when this one enters into the plains of his spirit or into his kingdom, he will say, bless you for your praise, bless you for your compassion. We will make this transcendence a blessed and a painless joy. So you see, you will not prevent, you may not prevent, but you will assist, and you will comfort, and you will bring an inner joy to the person who is about to transcend, the joy of knowing that those around care and love, and that they are living this earth plane in an aura of love and peace and tranquility and sublimity. You understand this, Marie? Take away these words of this foolish one, for he is not speaking from his heart, but he is speaking only from his mind. And from what you will call his ego. Blessed are those who will take the love and the spirit of Christ and bless his sick and suffering children, so that they may make a pleasant and peaceful and tranquil transition from this plane into the arms of the Father. Do not turn away from them, even those who are lame and who are not about to enter into this kingdom. Those we know who are permanently lame and cannot be put straight or put right or healed, but they can be given love and joy, and they can be filled with his knowing that they are loved, that they are cared for. And though the body may not be affected by this love, the spirit is overjoyed and enhanced and enriched and blessed. And so are you, knowing you have brought these things into the spirit of this one. What is it to this one if even his fellow man will turn away from him and say, leave him to his fate, which is what this man is saying to you? What then will be your fate if you turn away from love and resist the teachings which Christ gave? Bless your sick brothers and sisters, and bless them in his name, just as Marcello blessed a papare and a brother also, that they may return and come in peace once again, according to the will of the Father. And the Father will know what he has in need of. and he will fulfill those needs according to his will. Is this to make you continue, Marie?
Yes, that's it.
If anyone else would wish to talk with Marcella on this topic.
A few weeks ago, you told us that the commandments that God gave to Moses binds you on your side of life, same as they should bind us.
See.
What is the true way of understanding, for instance, thou shalt not kill? The Hare Krishna movement.
See.
Tell the Christians.
Then.
That they break the commandments. The commandment thou shalt not kill by eating meat. Because they say that the Christian understanding is thou shalt not kill another man or another human being. Whereas the Krishna people say thou shalt not kill any form of life. So what are the spirit teachings on that? Most of our teachings seem to have been corrupted over the years.
Sister Valerie, this is a lovely question, and I am so glad you spoke of this, because you see, this is something which has confused man, perhaps almost from the beginning of time. Certainly from the time of Christ. Did not Christ say that man will not live by bread alone? But he did not mention the eating of meat. But he did provide the 5,000 with the fishes. He did fill the nets of Peter and Paul with the fishes when he cast them over the side of the boat. And many of the old prophets did make sacrifices of a lamb to God. But these are the teachings, as told by the prophets. And so this has created an enormous amount of confusion in mankind itself, not just in this Christian world. But all over the world, it has caused perhaps the greatest point of confusion of all. The Muslim, he will sacrifice the goat and the lamb, and he will eat this on the celebration of his Ramadan. And who is to say he's wrong? He was taught this by the Prophet Muhammad. And so he does what his prophets have told him to do. But I say to you, you have a free will. And man must be guided by his conscience in this. If he will turn aside from the eating of meat, because he feels he is a living thing, then blessed is he for his love towards his fellow creatures. But have we not said also that the vegetation of the earth is also a living thing? It also has a life. And how many of it discovered that by talking to these things they will respond? How many times has the people said, I have talked to my plant on the wall, and it has grown beautiful. Brian, brother Brian, once blessed a blossom in the house of the father, because it was bending, and it arose. Is this not so, Brian?
Yes, that's correct.
Would this have done this if it was not a living thing? All the vegetation upon this earth is living. So we will and can only leave it to man's conscience, which he prefers to eat, meat or vegetation. He has a choice. He has the free will to make this choice. And he also has the wisdom to know that he is in no position to judge. Either way, because either way, he is eating a living thing. You understand this now?
Yes.
Yeah. Sister Van. You understand this, Brian?
Oh, yes. Very much so.
And does this make you happy?
It brings me back to a question.
See?
You once asked me how I saw the planet. And I said, I saw it as a spirit, as a living thing.
See? Is it not a living thing, Ibrahim? The whole of this earth is a living thing. And life takes in many forms. And it throws off in many auras. And with these auras are many understandings and many revelations of itself. And still we come back to this one great gift of God, free will. Man must exercise it according to his heart, according to his conscience, according to his beliefs. And only man alone can make this choice, and only God alone will see fit to judge if it is necessary to do so. Is it not said also, Brother John, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and all those who dwelleth therein. So you see, it is a living thing, Ibrahim. The whole of this universe is a living thing. And I think this answer will make you happy also, because many will say, they are only specks of dust in the universe. But even dust lives. Do you understand this?
Oh, yeah.
Is this to make you all happy now?
Marcelo, shouldn't the criterion of our judgment be between the vegetable kingdom and the animal kingdom, whether or not a creature, and I include a plant, of course, has had conscious life? I mean, a plant hasn't conscious life, an animal has conscious life.
I am going to leave you, Brother John, to talk this with Brother Brian and decide among yourselves if this blossom, which arose when he placed it, was not conscious of its prayer. I will ask you to decide this among yourselves and decide it with joy. Some will say, why do these things happen? Why did this arise? Why did I have this experience, Brian would say? Why did this experience have to come into my life? That I should bless this one blossom, and its conscious awareness should cause it to arise. Was it its conscious awareness? Or was it the love of Brian which done this? Who knows? I will ask you to strive within yourselves to come to terms with this. But now you understand, I pray, Brian, that this experience you had with the blossom so long ago has now reached its purpose to help you understand. You understand it? Everything has its purpose, and it does not necessarily reveal its purpose at that instant, but will choose its perfect moment, and this, I feel, is its perfect moment for you to decide in your hearts what has a consciousness, what has not. I am thinking is the time now nearly for Marcello to leave you. I have found so much joy talking of these many things with you. Talking of all these things which are born of the love of God. They are simple things when you look at them in a simple way. But if you look at them through the eyes of confusion, then you will only create confusion in your heart. Be simple. Be joyous in your seeking. Be loving. And be truthful to one another, and above all to yourself, in the answers you will give. I bless you for receiving me, and for allowing me this joy and this privilege of once again talking with you. I hope we have brought yet again a little bit more understanding and enlightenment into your hearts and minds. Before I go, I wanted to talk just for a moment to a troubled mind. But it is only a material trouble. It is of no real substance. I wanted to talk with Sister Jacqueline. And I want to say to you, Jacqueline, silence is a great teacher. And is a blessed gift. In silence we grow. In stillness we evolve. And your growth is prominent to myself. Because I see in this growth a great calm and tranquility. And a love born of peace. A love of a being, a love of evolvement, born of the peace which is around you. And this peace you share with your fellows here in this little room. And because of this peace and this tranquility you emit and share with them, they also grow. Your stillness and your silence is of a great value and is equally as important as the most complex of questions, yet it is so simple. Do you understand this, Jacqueline?
Yes, thank you,
Master. I bless you for your presence. And I love you for all that you are. This is to make you happy.
Yes, it does very much.
Buon notte, see. I must leave you now. And please, go in peace and love. And be continuously mindful of the Father and the many, many gifts He has you blessed upon this earth. Take them, use them as you will in His name. God bless you. God bless you, my child.
God bless you.
May each one of you receive the love and the blessing of God Almighty. And keep Him within your hearts and within your being, in your work and your play, for this time forth. Let us consider your love for those things you do in and through your belief in God. Let us consider to what extent you are prepared to take your love for God. Let us consider what sacrifice you are prepared to make for him. I have done this many, many times in my prayers and in my meditations and in my vespers and in my communications with the Father. And I have sought always to seek forgiveness before I dare utter a word of prayer. I seek forgiveness for those things I may have overlooked in my supplications to the Father. I ask that I be forgiven for my not thinking. Ask yourselves, do you do these things when you find that you have forgotten, no matter to what extent, no matter how small and insignificant that which you have forgotten is? For you have forgotten a part of God. You have forgotten a part of his creation. Is it therefore not saved? Turn now away from the altar and go and make peace, and then come and offer your gifts unto the Father. Why do we forget? Why do our eyes become closed? Why are our ears closed? And do our mouths become silent concerning things which we know in our hearts we should remember? Is it perhaps that we are just a tiny bit preoccupied with our own thinking and with our own needs, and with our own prayers? Is it that we have allowed self to come to the surface and blind us from those things we really need to consider? Bring your gifts before the Father. Bring before him the gifts of the Spirit. Bring before him the gifts of discernment, the gifts of vision, the gifts of tongues. Ask him to cleanse them and to bless them, that they may be used in his. If he will receive and bless these things, shall we forget again such a blessing, the blessing of God, the Father Almighty? And with these gifts, shall we use them just for man, or shall we use them for all creatures, whether they be great or small, for all living things, for all forms of life, for all the gifts around us that God planted in his garden? The garden man has called Eden. Search yourself. Know yourselves and place yourself before God. Love him and adore him. Praise him and bless him. And find within yourself His love, His joy, His understanding, the gentle awareness of all things that abide through His grace upon this earth. Do not forget even the smallest of creatures and the tiniest of plants, nor yet even a grain of sand. Bless His name and bless all things created by His hand. Embrace Him with your love, because to embrace Him is to embrace all things created of Him. My brother Marcello said wisely unto you, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and all those things that dwelleth therein. He does not forget. He loves all things. He blesses all things. He forgives. He understands. He heals. He glorifies. And are ye not of the Father? And so being, is it not just that we do likewise unto one another, as He would have done? Take these small teachings into your understanding, my children. Receive them in His name, and receive them as a gift also from myself, for He has blessed me with this understanding, and He has granted unto me a gift, and I share my gift freely with you also, so that together we may come and understand the joy and the love of God. I will allow one small question, if you wish to speak with me, Brother John.
Bless you, Francis. What happened to Christ's body, the body of Jesus, shall I say, in the tomb?
What sayest thou, Brother John?
Was it the same body that was resurrected? Was the physical body dematerialized? Was the physical body superimposed by a spiritual body?
Brother John, many, many attempts have been made to exalt Christ beyond that which He was, and to make of Him a great mystery upon this earth. I also could place before you one such question, perhaps a theory, but first of all, let us deal with your question. As it is today, so it was then. Christ was received of the Father, and He rendered unto God those things which were God. He rendered unto Him His Spirit. He rendered unto man that which remained. Consider this, Brother John. When Christ arose from His baptism and walked into the wilderness for 40 days to be tempted by those of lesser understanding. Did he leave his body behind then and return as a materialized spirit among men? For his garments had no seams, and his understanding and the miracles of his love were beyond all men's understanding. Do you understand, Brother John?
Yes, I think so.
Search your understanding, for these are just some of those things which men will speak of even today and put forward as an attempted answer to the mystery of Christ. It is not for me to reveal the mystery of his being or of his love, and it is not I who ask this question of you. I only relate those which you have asked of man by me. You again must come to your own understanding. He arose and he ascended unto his Father. This we know. This is the essence of his purpose, to convey to man the understanding of the continuation of life. He could not have done this unless there remained behind on this earth plane his empty shell, for which man could compare. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, Brother John?
Yes.
Christ remained in body and in spirit in this world and the next. Man has created for himself, through the fantasy of his own thinking, his own mystery. I must leave you to deliberate this in your own understanding and teachings according to your own masters, to your own teachings, and your own church. Compare them with what is in your heart. I leave you with this, Brother John.
Bless you.
Shall we now talk with the Father? O beloved Father, receive into thy care and keeping the love and the understanding of these thy children. Permit them to walk their path, always with a question in their heart, for from their answers there are born, O Lord, many questions. This wise, O Father, we know they will be fulfilled. Receive the blessing of the Father Almighty. Receive his love into your heart, and receive his joy in your understanding. Receive his compassion in your peace. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his light to shine upon you. May the Lord cause your heart to be opened unto him and to receive him with love and joy. May the Lord cause your understanding to shine and receive and be blessed. May his love enter into your hearts, and may those blessings of love and relief be upon your absent brothers. Cleanse them, O Father. Make them whole. Receive them, O Lord, in thy name. May his light shine upon you. May the presence of his Spirit remain in your hearts and in your understanding. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, born in the Spirit of the one redeeming God, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord light his shine upon you. May his countenance dwell upon you and rest and remain with you now and always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be praised. The Lord bless you.